And another big one. Ah, it's a PlayStation 5. Alright, let's see what's wrong with it.
Oh wow, it has a few huge hits on the box.
According to the ticket, it doesn't start.
Let's test it. Alright, is it gonna turn on? Yep, it does. Here's the power. Good. Oh, and it turned off right away. And it doesn't even have a warranty seal. I mean, we're testing it here again. We see the fan is spinning. It does stay on, and boom, it turns off. Could be an overheating issue or something like that. Let's take a look. So we got it down to the motherboard here. Nothing out of the ordinary so far, other than that we see an HDMI port replacement in the past. So let's test it like this. It's such a weird system. It turns on the freaking lights when you plug it in without even powering it on. If I power it on, it powers on for a little bit. Let's see the other side of the motherboard. Maybe we can try a different power supply. Well, here we have the motherboard, and I'm looking at the liquid metal here. There is an area that seems to not have as much liquid metal. Let's move some liquid metal into that area and test again. I spread it around, so let's go test. However, what kills me is when you plug it in, it turns on the freaking lights like that. I've never seen a PlayStation 5 do that. So there could be a serious issue here rather than just liquid metal. But let's test. Okay, we powered it on. See? It dies. Okay. Yeah, I don't think this is a liquid metal or overheating problem. I think there's something seriously wrong with either something on the power board or the storage. So let's check the power first and then the storage. Let's try a different power supply. Even with a good power supply, it does the same thing. Going back to the notion that the PlayStation 4, when it does the three beeps, it's actually an overheating problem. So I kind of tried to play around with the liquid metal, and I got a pretty good technique here to make it shine all over. Maybe that was the problem. Let's try it on the motherboard. The chip is also looking better. And it still did the same thing. When you plug in the power, it powers up a little bit. There is something very funky with this system. Let's try safe mode. Okay, nope, no safe mode. So it seems like it's happening the second it tries to load up anything from the storage, and this might be unrepairable. So the heatsink and the chip are still looking good. Maybe one of these chips over here heating up or not making contact. Okay, I think it's the storage. I'm gonna try to reflash this. Okay, so we have the data here. Let's flash that. Okay, so I plugged it in and nothing happened. So that is a good sign. Let's try to power it on. And we have it.